Okay, Tom, welcome back to our continuing series of the study of Daf Yomi. We're in Masechet Chagigah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, which is properly Mishnah Gimel, although it will include Mishnah Gimel and Dalet. Mishnah Gimel we will spend very little time on because it's something that we studied in depth in Masechet Beitzah, and it follows quite understandably from Mishnah Bet that we studied in the previous podcast. Beit Shammai Omrim, Ve'in Shlamim Ve'in Somchim Aleihem Avalo Olot, Ve'it Hillel Omrim, Ve'in Shlamim Ve'olot Ve'somchim Aleihem. That's the Mishnah. Basically, Beit Shammai says that you only bring a Korban Shlamim on Yom Tov, and not an Olah, and there is no smicha done whatsoever, as per Shammai's opinion in the previous Mishnah. And Beit Hillel says you bring both Shlamim and Olot, and we do smicha on them. As mentioned in the yesterday's podcast, the reason is the Beit Hillel holds takeif the smicha shchita, that smicha has to immediately precede the shchita, and therefore you cannot do it before Yom Tov. And they also hold that an olah can be brought on Yom Tov. Tov. That leads us to the next Mishnah, which has a tremendous concern. I put a note about this on the page, but just to share it with you, the greatest dispute that took place during Second Temple period was the dispute between the Sadducees and other sects that related to them and the rabbis about the calendar. And one of the focal points and the most hotly contested point was the issue of the day of the week on which the Omer was brought, and as a result, 7 weeks later, when Shavuot would be. The rabbis interpreted, and this is the halacha, that the Omer is brought on the second night of Pesach, and it was the night after the Seder, and whatever day of the week that may fall out, even if that's a Friday night, as the Mishnah Menachot indicates, the next morning the Korban is brought. It's cut the night before, it's brought the next day, we count 7 weeks from that point. Of course, we're in the middle of that period right now, and then 7 weeks later on the same day of the week is Shavuot. The Sadducees had a solar lunar calendar where the date in the calendar was on the same day of the week every year, such that they coordinated it so that the Omer was brought on the Sunday, the 26th of Nisan, and 7 weeks later, on the 15th of Sivan, on a Sunday also, was the festival of Shavuot. This we have evidence of their calendar from the Dead Sea Scrolls, etc. In any case, that led to tremendous concern on the part of the rabbis whenever Shavuot came out on or near a Sunday to make sure that it did not look like we were supporting their opinion, which leads us to the following. Atzeret Shechaliyot Be'er Shabbat, if Shavuot is on a Friday, Beit Shammai Omrim Yom Tibuach Achar Shabbat, that the day of bringing the Olat Riyah is on Sunday, because you can't bring it on Friday, according to Beit Shammai, and you can't bring it on Shabbos, according to everyone. Betel Omrim Ein Yom Tibuach Achar Shabbat, it's not, there's no special festival of bringing the Olat Riyah on Sunday, rather it's brought on Friday. Umodim Shim Chal Liyot B'Shabbat, but everybody agrees, Beit Hillel agrees that if Atzeret fell out on Shabbat, Shiyom Tibuach Achar Shabbat, that the Sunday is the day we bring the Korban. Nonetheless, in order to make sure that the Tzdukim do not get any support, Ein Kohen Gadol Mitlabesh B'Kelav. The Kohen Gadol would normally wear fancy clothes in his house, and according to other Rishonim, what this refers to is the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah, and therefore wearing his special B'Gadim. In any case, he doesn't do that in this case. Mutarin B'Hespeid Avatani. Then this day, even though it's being celebrated as a quasi Yom Tov with all the Korbanot being brought, it's still a day in which we allow, and it seems we actually encourage, fasting and eulogies, etc. Why? In order to discount the position promoted by the Tzdukim, that Shavuot is on Sunday. Good. So now, the second Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, operates with a premise, which is that Shavuot, even though it's a one-day holiday, the Chovot HaRegel, that are the focus of our Masechet, the Aliyah Olat Riyah, Shamei Chagigah, Shamei Simcha, may be brought for more than just that one day, because here everybody agrees that if it falls on Shabbat, you bring it on Sunday, and Beit Shammai says it falls on Friday, you bring it on Sunday. So obviously you have days of Tashlumin. How do I know that there are 7 days of Tashlumin for Shavuot? We're going to see several approaches to explaining how this somewhat strange phenomenon occurs. Shenemar, his proof text is pasuk number one on the page. B'chag haMatzot, b'chag haShavuot, b'chag haSukkot. The Torah commands us to appear before God on these three holidays, but it's in the context of the parsha of Sukkot. So Sukkot is really extra there. We'll take a look at that in a minute. Makish chag haShavuot, b'chag haMatzot. So Shavuot and Matzot are next to each other. Ma chag haMatzot yesh la tashlumin kol sheva. Just like we know that Pesach, you have all 7 days to bring the korban. Av chag haShavuot yesh la tashlumin kol sheva. The same thing with Shavuot. Why don't I go for the gold? After all, it's Matzot, Shavuot, Sukkot. So instead of going back to Matzot, let me go ahead to Sukkot and say, just like Sukkot has 8 days, so Shavuot has 8 days. The answer is Shmini Rega B'fini Atzmahu. The temporary answer is that Shmini Atzeret is really not part of Sukkot. Well, that's not really true. A more Da'amri Shmini Rega B'fini Atzmahu Hani Milu Nyan Pazer Kashev. There are six halachot for which Shmini Atzeret is really considered a separate regel, and they have the mnemonic Pazer Kashev. You take a look at Rashi. They have a separate pious. The Kohanim start a new lottery for who gets what avodah. We say Zman, a separate Shachianu. Regel, it's got a different name for regel. Korban, the system of the Korbanot of Sukkot ceases, and a new Korban type model, number, operates on Shmini Atzeret, similar to Rosh Hashanah. Shir, there's a different shir that's sung, and bracha that people give to the melech, is different than Shmini Atzeret. So for those six things, it's different. Aval inyan tashlumin tashlumin derishanu, but everybody agrees that you on Shmini Atzeret you can bring the korban that would be tashlumin derishan. That's something we dealt with in the first parak. Itnan mishal ochag biyom tarishan shachag chogeg kol regel biyom tov acharon. That was the mishnah that we had towards the end of the first parak that said that you have tashlumin all 8 days. The answer, the simple answer is, whenever you have an option to interpret more conservatively or more liberally, you're going to go for the more conservative interpretation and not grab as much. So therefore, you grab the 7 days from Pesach, not the 8 days from Sukkot. But if that's the case, so why did the Torah even write Chag HaSukkot there? Because it's in the context of Chag HaSukkot. Why doesn't the Torah just say, 3 times a year you should be seen before God? Of course, one of Sukkot, we've already in the middle of that parsha. And then say, and we'll understand the third is Chag HaSukkot. Why mention Chag HaSukkot? To compare Sukkot to Matzot. Ma Chag HaMatzot ta'un lina, af Chag HaSukkot ta'un lina. Just like Chag HaMatzot requires you to sleep over in Yerushalayim after you brought the korban. You bring the korban, you can't leave that day, you got to stay over. So similar with Sukkot. V'hatamanal, and how do I know that on Pesach, Chag HaMatzot, you have to sleep over? Tichtiv, v'fanita v'avokim, alachta alo alecha. You have it in Pasuk number 2 on the page, describing the korban brought on Chag HaMatzot. You stay over, and in the morning you leave. Good. That's a chiyuv, which we refer to as chiyuv of lina. Tznan. Now, Atzeret Shechal Liyot Erev Shabbat, this is a parallel to our Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omrim Yom Tibuach Achar Shabbat, Beitel Omrim Ein La Yom Tibuach. Now, that phrase is a little strange. Beit Shammai says, just like in our Mishnah, that Yom Tibuach is on Sunday. Beit Hillel says, it has no Yom Tibuach. My love, Ein La Yom Tibuach Klal. Does that mean that there is no Yom Tibuach at all, which means there are no Tashlumin? It can only be brought on Friday. Lo, She'en Atzricha Yom Tibuach. It means it doesn't need a separate day because it can be brought on Friday. My kamash malan, the makavinim biyomei. So what's the chiddush of this braita? The Beit Hillel says you can bring the olat riyah on the day of Yom Tov. Hayfliga b'charazim, no, we already have that. Did not. Beit Shammai Omrim, mevin shlomim, ein simchin alei. Lo lo, mevin shlomim, mevin shlomim, ve'olta simchin alei. We have our Mishnah. So why do we need another braita for Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai to revisit the same machloket? The answer is tzricha. Diashmin and b'ha, if we only have... if we only had the case of our Mishnah, then Yishmin Mahab Bahakam Beit Shammai Mishum De Efsha LeMachar. Right, that I would then think that right. If I would only have the case. The Beit Shammai say that you bring Olot, that Beit Shammai say you cannot bring Olot Bachag, I would think that's only in this case, Bahakam Beit Shammai Mishum De'ef Shalom Machar. But perhaps when it falls out on Shabbat, I might think that they would, when it falls out on Friday, where you cannot bring it the next day, I might think that they agree with Beit Hillel that you bring it on Friday. If I only have this case, maybe Beit Hillel say that you have to bring it on Friday because you can't bring it on Shabbos. But perhaps they would agree with Beit Shammai that if you could put it off by only one day, you should. That they would agree that you should not bring it on Yom Tov. Sricha. Now, Toshma, Mishal Ochag Shivati Me'a Pesach, Ushmonat Me'a Chag, V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Atzeret, Shuv Eino Chogeg. This braita seems to preclude the Tashlumin from Shavuot totally. Right? It says anybody who did not celebrate during the 7 days of Pesach, or the 8 days of Chag, or the day of Atzeret, cannot be Chogeg. My love Yom Tov Shal Atzeret doesn't mean the Yom Tov Atzeret. Lo, Yom Tibuach. It means that you have the Yom Tibuach of Atzeret. So that proves that it's only one day and you don't get 7 days. So that means that what that bright is saying is if you didn't celebrate during the 7 days of Yimei Tibuach, meaning that this is teaching us nothing new, and according to this, it's supporting the idea that there are 7 days for several days at least for Shavuot. The Chiddush here is simply that there is no Tashlumin once you miss the Yontif. Muvat lo yichal itkon. Here we have another makor for how we know that there are 7 days of tashlumi. The Torah said, count days, 30 days, and have a Rosh Chodesh, and count days, 50 days, and have a Natzeret. Ma Chodesh Limnuyav, just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, in other words, the system is count days and end up with one day Rosh Chodesh. So similarly, Shavuot, you count 50 days, and then there's a one-day yontif. So my love, Gomer Michodesh, Machodesh Yomachad, Avatzer Yomachad. So therefore, just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, Shavuot should be one day, meaning totally one day, not Tashlumi. So I'm a Rabbi Matis Barat, Avatzer Yomim Manina, Chmuel Manina. Hold on. Is that true that we only count days to get to Shavuot and not weeks? I'm Rabbi, Mitzvah Limni Yomim, Midichtiv Tzibur Chamashim Yom, Mitzvah Limni Shavuot, Dichtiv Shiva Shavuot Yisparlach. Abaya famously said there's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. And the two psukim, the one in Emor that tells you to count 50 days, and one in Dvarin Re'eh tells you to count 7 weeks, that's in Pasuk 3 and 4, respectively. So you see, therefore, that Shavuot really has a double identity, an identity as the culmination of 50 days and therefore a one-day Yom Tov, the culmination of 7 weeks and therefore a one-week Yom Tov, 1 week, Legame Tashlumi. And by the way, what's the name of the holiday? Chag Shavuot. And therefore, we arrive at it by counting Shavuot, and therefore, it really properly is a week-long holiday. That mitzvah l'minei yomim, mitzvah l'minei shvuei, is what led Rabbeinu Yerucham to his famous shita that there really are two different sfirot, and that ideally there's really two different brachot, lispor yamim, lispor shavuot. Complex and iconoclastic shita, but that many of the later Rishonim discussed. Devar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana. We have another proof that Shavuot has 7 days. So far, we got two proofs. Proof number one is from Chag Shavuot, Chag Sukkot, Chag HaMatzot, really. Proof number two is from this comparison of Mane Yamim and Shavuot. So it's Chag Shavuot. Number three, the verb Elazar ben Yaakov Tana Amar Kra Ukratem Ukutzurchem. If you take a look at pasuk number five, it's two psukim in a row at the end of the parsha of Shavuot in Parsha Amor, and it says, "You shall declare a day." And the next pasuk it says, "And when you harvest your field, leave the leket, etc." So now, Ezo Chag Shata Koreva Kotzevro. What kind of chag is there that you declare, and on that chag you're still harvesting? Aviomer is a chag atzeret, that's Shavuot. So Eimat Ilem Aviyom Tov. Could it be on Shavuot itself? Sir, Yom Tov Mishari, you're not allowed to harvest on Yom Tov. Along with Tashlumi, it must be that the day, 6 days after Shavuot, or shall we say the days after Shavuot, are still called part of the Mikra Kodesh, even though you're harvesting. Avagav de Idmar de Rebelazar Amar Rebbe Shaya, even though we had our first opinion of Chag HaMatzot and Chag HaShavuot, it starts with Rebelazar and Yaakov, we need both opinions, we do both statements. Why? De Idmar de Rebelazar Amar Rebbe Shaya, if we have just our first statement. of Mechag HaMatzot to Mechag HaShavuot, Avamein HaMat HaShlumin Shel Chag HaMatzot Asur Ba'asiyat Melacha, just like the 7 days of Chag HaMatzot, which was our model there, are all Asur Ba'asiyat Melacha in one level or another, either as Chol HaMoed or as Yontif. So I then would say, then I would think that the 6 days following Shavuot all have some sort of Isur Malacha, just like Matzot. That's why Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's limud is so helpful, because it utilizes the phrase katsir, that you're allowed to do work. If I all I had was Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, I wouldn't know how many days. Therefore I have Rav Elazar, who connects it to Matzot, which tells me 7 days. Good, so now I've got my third proof. And really, proofs 1 and 3 work together. Rish Lakish Amar v'chag ha-katsir. Rish Lakish says, take a look at Pasuk number 6. The holiday is called Chag ha-katsir. Ezo chag shata chogeg v'kotzer. What holiday is there where you celebrate with a korban and still are harvesting on that day? Ha-mimar is not ser. It can only be Shavuot. Eimat, ilan v'yom tog, tzir v'yom tog bishari. Can't be yantif itself. Love the tashlumin. It must be the days after Shavuot when you are celebrating with the korban and yet still harvesting. Rabbi Yochanan le'me'ata chag asif. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the same pasuk, Sukkot is called chag asif. Ezo chag sheish bo asifa. Which holiday is that? Rabbi Yochanan is a chag asukkot that we all know. Eimat even b'yontov. You're going to say the chag asif means the festival on which you are gathering, just like the festival on which you are harvesting. So malacha b'yontov mishar. You're not allowed to do it in yontov. Elo b'chula shemoy. It must be chol hamoed. Chol Shemoed Mishari. It can't, you're not meant to do malacha on Chol Hamoed either. We're going to see that in detail in a minute. Alachag of Azman Asifa. What is the proper interpretation of Chag Asif? The festival not on which you harvest, but the festival that comes at the time of harvest. Similarly, Achanam Mechag of Abizman Ktsira. Shavuot is not a holiday on which you harvest, but a holiday that comes at the time of the harvest. And therefore, Shlokish really is rejected as a valid proof. In any case, Michal de Tarvayu, we can infer that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Svirlu de Chol Shemoed Asur Ba'asiyat Melacha, they agree that they're not allowed to do Melacha on Chol Hamoed. We saw this sugya when we introduced Masechet Moed Katan. Right, but clearly Rabbi Yochanan, because he says, you cannot tell me that there's Asif doing Ayan on Sukkot at any part, because Chol Hamoed you can't do Melacha, and Rish Lakish accepted that. He didn't come back and say, with a response and say, no, it's okay. So they obviously both agree you can't do Melacha on Chol Hamoed. Why is that the case? Where do we know that you're not allowed to do Malach and Chol HaMoed? We have about 5 different approaches to this. The Tana Rabbanan. Et Chag HaMatzot Tishmor, Shivat Yamim. Now that's Midrashic parsing of the text. The proper parsing of the text is, and this is Pasuk number 7, Et Chag HaMatzot Tishmor, stop. Shivat Yamim Toch HaMatzot Kasher Tziviticha, L'moed Chodesh Aviv. You should keep the holiday of Matzot for Tishmor, and for 7 days eat Matzot. But the way we're parsing midrashically, it's a Chag of Matzot Tishmor, Shivat Yamim, you have a Chag for 7 days. So Rabbi Yoshia says, that proves to you, you can't do Malacha all 7 days. You don't need that. Kavachomer, I've got a Kavachomer, which is a very strange Kavachomer until we work it out, that you can't do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The first day of Yontif and the last day of Yontif. They share one thing in common, which is they're not sandwiched between days of Isur Malacha. Asur Basir Malacha, and yet they're Asur Basir Malacha. Chol HaShemoed Sheish Kedusha L'tnei Malacha Rei, and the whole group of Chol HaMoed is sandwiched by days of Isur Malacha, the first and the seventh. And Odin Sheish Asur Basir Malacha, Kav HaChomer, it should be Asur. So the answer to that is clear. Sheish Nimei Breishit Yochichu, the weekday disproves it. They're sandwiched by Shabbat and before and after, and yet they're mutar b'malacha. So that doesn't work, because malach sheshti me breshit shein behen korban musaf. All right, so the Shabbat, so it's a Monday, regular Tuesday. There's no korban musaf. Amar b'chol hashamoed sheish bo korban musaf. You can't apply that to Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed does have some kedusha to it. There's korban musaf. So Rosh Chodesh yochiach. Here's Rosh Chodesh sheish bo korban musaf mutar b'asiyat malacha. There's a korban musaf, and you're allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed. Hey, there were minhagim not to do malach on Chol HaMoed. It's mentioned in the Gemara, but there's no isur of malach. Tomorrow Rosh Chodesh in Kori Mikra Kodesh. Now we get to the real nut of it. Tomorrow Chol Shemoed Kori Mikra Kodesh. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat are not called Mikra Kodesh. Shabbat is in a different context, but Rosh Chodesh is not called Mikra Kodesh. So in other words, yeah, Shabbat, the 6 days of the week, even though they're sandwiched by Shabbat on both sides, don't have a Korban Musaf. Rosh Chodesh, which has a Korban Musaf, doesn't sandwich. And Rosh Chodesh, by the way, is not called a Mikra Kodesh. So when you have Chol HaMoed that's both sandwiched, has a Korban Musaf, and is called a Mikra Kodesh, you put all three of those together, really, it would seem to be the case that there is an Isur Malacha. So, however, Korban Mikra Kodesh, Dinuj Masrasur Basir Malacha. Good. So, clearly, everybody agrees that it's an Isur Malacha. We're just trying to find where we get it from. If Yeshia had it from a creative parsing of the Pasuk, and Rabbi Yonatan had it from a complex Kal Vachomer, that was one version. Tanya Idach, we have another brighter with two opinions. Kol Malacha Tavodah Lo Tasu. Take a look at Pasuk number 8. It says, Bayom Hashem Mekakodesh, Kol Malacha Tavodah Lo Tasu. Well, that can't be telling you not to do Malacha on the first day because it just said Mekakodesh. So it must be referring to other days. That's the understanding. Alright, so, right, dear Rabbi Yosef Glidi, Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Tzerich, Rabbi Kiva says, I've got another proof, you don't need that. Arehu Omer Eilem Wadei Adonai. Right, it says, these are the festivals of God. Right, B'ma Katu Medaber, what day is it referring to? Im Barish Yorek Varnim Ar Shabbaton, Im Shri Yorek Varnim Ar Shabbaton. If it's the first day, it already says not to do Malacha. The last day, you can't do Malacha, it already says that. So what does it say, these are the festivals? So Elam Moed Hashem must be referring to Chol HaMoed, because the other days are mentioned explicitly, and that indicates that those are also days not to do Malach. Chol HaMoed. Tanya Idach, we have a third brayta. This is unnamed, unattributed. The 6 days before the Shvi'i Shel Pesach are associated and juxtaposed to the seventh day. Just like the seventh day is an atzeret, so all 6 days are an atzeret of sort. So then I argue that if the seventh day is asur in every in normal all malacha, so maybe all 6 days are. That's why the text singles out the seventh day to say it's atzeret. The seventh day is asur in every kind of malacha. And the other six are not asur in any kind, in every kind of malacha. Ha'olam sarana katuv ela lachachamim. So the text handed it over to the chachamim. Lomar lacha ezi yom asur ve'ezi yom mutar. To that they would clarify for you which days. And as a result of that, is malacha asur avizim malacha mutaret. So in other words, it was handed over to the chachamim. And here we have the big machlok of Rishonim, whether the isur malacha an chol hamoed is the oraita, and it's just up to the chachamim to define which malachot are prohibited, or whether the whole isur is the rabbanan, as the Rambam claims, in order to make sure that the kedusha of Yom Tov is properly felt. Tov, the end of the Mishnah said that on the day, on the Sunday, if Shavuot was on a Shabbos, to do the korban on Sunday, but we treat it like a real vachadik day, a real whole day, to make sure that stukim aren't supported. We allow, and it seems like we even promote, eulogies and fasts, etc., in order not to support the tzedukim, but said that Shavuot has to be on Sunday. There was a fellow named Alex who died in Lod. Everybody came into the mosque, but him and Rabbi Tarfon did not allow them to do so. Because it was on Shavuot. Yom Tov Sakadai, I think it was Yontif. Yontif Mikatu, who's going to come on Yontif? The reason they didn't allow them in was because it was the Yom Tibuach. Right? So, Lokasha, Kan Yom Tov Shachaliot Achar Shabbat, Yom Tov Shachaliot to Shabbat. So, the proper way to read this is that Rabbi Tarfon stopped them, that was an occasion when the Yom Tibuach was, let's say, on a Wednesday, because Yontif was on a Tuesday, and Rabbi Tarfon evidently was ruling like Beit Shammai. And therefore, since the Korban wouldn't have been brought on Tuesday, we brought on Wednesday, that is a day that has to be treated with Kedusha and with Simcha, and you can't have a Hespet. But if it had fallen out on Shabbat, then everybody will agree that on Sunday, when you do the Yom Tibu, when you do the Tibuach, then indeed you have to avoid, you have to have Hespet V'tanit, and not to treat it as any sort of special Yom Tov. So everyone should have a wonderful day. For those of you who are receiving this on Tuesday, Chag Atzmaut Sameach, and Yirtzeh Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the sugya of Tumah V'Tahara, Chayav Adam L'Tahara Atzmo Baregel.